Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Let's go to the Dáil now. There have been chaotic scenes ahead of Micheál Martin's nomination as Taoiseach, and Barry Lenehan is there for us. Now, Barry, the ongoing row over speaking rights, it led to the House being suspended in the last little while. Will you tell us what happened?
Yeah, this usually a day, the nomination of a Taoiseach of a new government of great political pomp and pageantry has really descended into scenes more akin to Shop Street or Camden Street at 2 o'clock on a Saturday night amid really cantankerous scenes here altogether. It started with all the opposition leaders questioning this decision to allow those four regional independent TDs to sit on the opposition benches and for the Dáil to have a 2 week holiday, if you will, as the opposition have described it, until the 5th of February. Mary Lou McDonald saying there was no rationale, no excuse for this, that this took the biscuit. Labour's Duncan Smith saying the public was furious over this. The Social Democrats' Gary Gannon describing it as ludicrous and despicable. The ANTU leader, Padraig Tobin, of course, he's sitting with those aforementioned four regional independent TDs. He was jeered as he also criticised the decision to have a 2 week suspension of the House. Richard Boyd Barrett saying more stroke politics at play. Michael Collins of Independent Ireland noting the lack of a Dáil sitting over the last 15 weeks owing to the general election and the formation of a government. This all building up to a crescendo when on which the Cian Corlea Verona Murphy, who used to be with the regional independents, had to have her say, but effectively she wasn't allowed to have much of a say, as upshot like a light Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan and Matt Carthy to have his say, and he was joined by a chorus of opposition TDs to question what was happening in here, leading to unruly scenes and disorder across the House and its ultimate suspension, as we can hear now.
Deputy, I am actually going to address the contributions. I would like to... Excuse me, Deputy. Please resume your seat.
We need to know when your decision is being made. This is a huge, huge decision. We were looking at other parliaments across the Irish Sea 2 years ago and laughing at the way in which they conducted their business. Let's not make sure that this solemn parliament in Ireland is made a show of around the world, where we set a precedent where people who are part of the government are sitting in opposition. What a bloody farce.
If I could just ask for some decorum so that I might answer what was put to me by your colleague earlier. I can give the House and its members an absolute assurance that I will deal with the matter expeditiously. Excuse me, Deputy. Now, excuse me, Deputy Boyd Barrett.
Can you tell us when the opposition and the business committee will see the legal advice that led you to make your provisional decision?
As soon as I have received all the submissions and had a chance,
John Collar, I see here there's a massive conflict of interest. The regional independents nominated you as Cian Corlea. And I believe the conflict, if this was any court of this land, a judge would not be allowed to preside over a family case, would they? So in this case, I would ask that the Cian Corlea not taken into the Cian Corlea's character.
I'm entitled to propose an amendment to this order of business. I'm proposing that we suspend the Dáil and convene an urgent meeting of the Business Committee. You're making a mockery of democracy here.
Deputy County, you're out of order. Please resume your seat. Allow me. Deputy County. I'm afraid, resume your seat. If we're going to be left... Yeah. Thank you. We will suspend. Deputy, please resume your seat. Resume your seats. I am going to be left with no option, Deputy. I will be left with no option. We suspend the House. I suspend the House for 15 minutes.
Scenes, Barry, absolutely wild there, and the suspension then for 15 minutes. So what happens to Pádraig McLoughlin's idea then that the business committee meet immediately to deal with these issues that they're upset about?
Yes, even Micheál O'Hare's great word of schmozzle will be an understatement for what we've seen there on a day which is, as I say, usually full of pageantry and usually of quite a few dignitaries here as well to see the election of a Taoiseach. The Dáil has just resumed in the last 30 seconds. Verona Murphy, the Ceann Comhairle, is saying that she will deal with the matter at the first opportunity. But those scenes are actually continuing as I speak. The Dáil just back open now and leaping to their feet. You have Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould, People Before Profits, Paul Murphy, Sinn Féin's Padraig McLoughlin, and the Social Democrats, Jennifer Whitmore, all shouting across the chamber at Verona Murphy. It's an auspicious start for the new Ceann Comhairle from Wexford. You heard Independent Ireland, Richard O'Donoghue there, calling into question her impartiality on this matter in terms of deciding whether those TDs, those four TDs, should be given opposition speaking time. But as I speak, Verona Murphy is still struggling to gain control of the House, even after that 15 to 20 minute of a cooling off period for the 174 TDs. So she's still struggling to hold peace and decorum in the House. Now, all this does is, Padraig McLoughlin, you heard his suggestion there. The feeling is, some people say that this could go to a vote, that maybe his suggestion might be taken up. And Verona Murphy's actually now up on her feet. And she's suspended the House again. We have a second suspension. Verona Murphy has now walked out of the Dáil chamber, has rang the bell, has walked out after at least half a dozen TDs, if not more, shouted across the chamber at her. These really are unprecedented scenes, perhaps not since the fracas and hoopla around John O'Donoghue have we seen the authority of the Ceann Comhairle undermined to such a degree. But it goes to show the depth of feeling. But it's all delays things. Micheál Martin supposed to be off to Áras an Uachtaráin at 1 o'clock to receive his seal of office. We were supposed to have cabinet announcement at around 5:30, but this really pushes things back perhaps by several hours now, so it could well be midnight before we know the full composition of the next cabinet, Claire.
Alright, well, let's keep a close eye on it. Barry, thanks very much for bringing us the latest news from a fairly chaotic Leinster House this morning.